Integrity Roofing, Carrie.
Carrie, it's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Nadine. I tried to call you back.
I know. We were having issues with our phones.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark gave me the message. He's like, someone was calling in for you. And then, so I just went to lunch because the phones were just acting up. They were like, okay, we're going to reboot the system. But I was off on Friday, and I didn't know if maybe you had called or if you had even talked with your husband about what we were discussing.
Yeah, I got a little, but we didn't actually get to talk with my nephew for a while until the weekend. So it worked out. But
okay.
We're not going to do, for sure, we're not going to do the first one we discussed. We may do the Google Ads a little bit later, but not right now. Just because we actually are kind of swamped. We're in the middle of, I spent 3 hours Friday with Microsoft, Saturday, 2 hours or 2.5, and we still are, we're just kind of in the midst of, we really, it's going to be a while. Now, I remember the other one you said, it does take about 2 months to get verified. Or, you know, might be a little bit quicker.
Oh, approved. The Google Guaranteed?
Yeah.
Typically, it's 4 to 8 weeks. I'll tell you this.
Okay.
There's two people, two accounts. I did this. This was like literally 2-3 weeks ago. And I happened to just look in their account just to see, you know, where they're kind of at on how far they've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that they've already been approved. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it just all depends. It just all depends. But again, remember what I was telling you. You don't have to turn on the leads. Even once you're approved, you don't have to turn them on until you're ready, you know? So that's what you guys are more interested in then, is the Google Guaranteed program. Is that what you're talking about? Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't know, like, if you had spoken with your nephew or not, because I know that that's something that I felt was important for you guys to kind of talk it over, you and your husband, because it is his nephew, and I didn't want to ruffle any feathers, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that's why I gave you those options. Okay, it did? I'm sorry.
No, it didn't, but I'm glad that we did talk with him, because it would have, you know what I mean, yeah, so it was best that we talked with him and all that kind of stuff. So that worked out well.
Okay.
So as far as the Google Guarantee, like I said, I'm kind of in the midst of stuff, and I can't really I do want to do it, I think, so, but I just don't know about the priority of the time, how much it takes. I have company coming in town starting Tuesday. We're getting our truck wrapped.
Oh, wow.
It's like we have a lot of, like, you know what, a lot of miscellaneous stuff trying to happen all at once.
Of course.
So it's causing coordination. And then, again, because I can't use my desktop, and it is telling me to go to a code that's on my phone, and it's not on. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to figure out how to do it.
Oh man, did that affect you with the whole cyber thing?
Actually, no, that, so that didn't, but what's scary is we literally just transferred to Microsoft, which I think, so we were moving.
You're like, what the heck?
Yeah, and so I had already made that decision, like, okay, so we got to transfer from who we have, because, again, like, I can't get code, you know, like, it just happened so much that our email, when we were being hosted through TMD, it would reject, like, say some random
person. Right, I remember you saying that.
So, and we can't get the code, and even, like, business, like a government office. And in fact, I'm trying to download this right now because I had to wait until we transferred emails because I couldn't get the email response from this government office or city office. Anyway, so it wasn't just, you know, someone who they might be considered spam, you know, but
right.
It was just, you know, and so it was happening. And so another one that we were bidding on something, and again, we couldn't get that code. That happened over the weekend. The idea that I would be switching to Microsoft at the same time that all Microsoft is going down. I thought,
you're like, what in the world is going on?
But they did provide service, so I was kind of surprised they provided service. I don't know if they were inundated. It wasn't as quick as QuickBooks, where, you know, you kind of get the call within 10 minutes. It wasn't like that, but I didn't make me think, oh, my gosh, am I even going to get? But I did. They spent hours with me, 3 hours, like I said. Even I think the second day was probably 2.5 hours. Now I still need more. I'm only starting. I haven't tried the laptop. But I do have it on my phone. Tim has it on his phone, his email, and I have it on my desktop. But again, I'm having a difficult time signing in on the desktop. So anyway, I just could tell this is all the stuff that, of course, you don't plan for. You don't want to spend your day on. But this is what I'm going to be spending.
But it's
got to
get taken care of. Of course.
So,
with the Google guaranteed process, just so you know, right? Mm-hmm. Like, as far as with me, it takes like about maybe 10 minutes tops. As far as the application, it's a super simple application. I mean, you can fill that out within a few minutes, right? Once we know who's running the background check, we're going to let you know, okay, be on the lookout for an email or a text coming from this company, Pinkerton, or coming from Evident ID. Basically, when they send you, when they trigger it, is what we call it, right? You have 24 hours to respond because it's on real time. So it might ask for whoever the application was, whoever's name it was done in, it's going to ask for, one of them might ask you for the front and back copy of their driver's license, right? Or identification to verify it's them. The other one might ask you, follow these steps, name, birthday, you know, social, because again, they're verifying that it's them that they're doing the background check on, right? Super simple. Mm-hmm. It's not anything complicated, I promise you. But, you know, of course, I will say that that one's on real time. So you want to make sure that you at least respond within 24 hours, because what will happen is then we'll have to request for them to send you the link again, you know? So, I mean, that's pretty much how it all works. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not anything too complicated, so you know, for future reference.
Okay, so I do have a, I remember that one is, it's 609, right? Something like that?
Uh-huh, correct.
Okay. And now when you say I can turn on the leads or off the leads?
You can turn them off and on. So like, let's say, for example, right? You guys are going out of town, okay? Mm-hmm. Or you're just bombarded with work. You need them off.
Right.
You call us and you say, please turn off my leads. They turn them off. Those leads will not go back on until you call, Karen, to turn them back on.
Okay.
That's how that works. So, and the reason...
Is it still $609 a month, though? Like, am I still paying
$609? Well, no, because here's the thing. Remember, let's just say you shut them off, right? And you had only gotten 2 leads. Okay? Now, when you call to turn them back on, it'll pick up where it left off. So it's going to continue eating the remainder of the budget.
Okay, for that month. But so the next
yes.
one, so I always have to have,
so,
say, 609 in the bank.
In the
right?
budget,
so,
yes. So
budget.
If you
okay.
got 2 leads, right, you already know, okay, next month, now I'm going to pay for the 2 leads that I got the month before because I need to get my budget back up to the 609. Make
right,
sense?
Right.
Because it rolls
yep,
over.
Yep.
And
right.
sometimes there's okay. there might be a month where, you know, you're only paying, you know, for 2 leads. Or there might be a month where, yeah, you're having to pay the 609 again because you got all 13 leads in that month. It just really all depends. And remember, even if there's a call, right, and it wasn't a qualified lead, they're going to credit that back.
Right, right. Okay.
Okay.
And so because I can tell our phones are starting to pick up because everybody's wanting to get ready for this monsoon
right?
season. And so that's why I don't know if we should be paying for leads and then have we can't even, oh, wait. You know what? I mean, we can't handle what we have. So, I mean, I don't know that that's the case, but it does feel like, that our phones are starting to ring and people are calling out of the blue. You know what I mean? Just, oh, because everybody's preparing for months.
Oh, that's good for you guys, though, right?
Yeah. So that's good. So I just don't know if this is the right time to be. So if I could sign up, yes, get it all ready. But, you know, kind of know in the back of my head, we probably won't necessarily start this full scale until, you know, maybe September.
And you don't have to, because look at, even if you got it, here's the thing, even if you got it started, got approved, okay, mm-hmm. you don't have to turn on those leads. You don't.
Okay.
You could say, listen, right now, I'm like bombarded. I will let you guys know when to turn them on. We're probably looking at September. Call me in September. Or you call us and say, hey, okay, I'm ready now. Let's get them activated. So, you know, again, and that's why I say, because here's the thing, right? Let's say you wait until September to completely start the process. It's still going to take you time. You know what I mean? So, you know, at least with this program, you can shut them off and on when you need to, as many times as you need to, for however long you need to. It's not like, oh, well, we're sorry, Carrie, you already shut them off twice. You know, we're not going to tell you that. You know what I mean? If you need them off, you need them off.
Right. Okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
So, Nadine, what, I can't remember. I'm not looking at my little notes, and I have to tell myself, stop writing on a scratch piece of paper. So here I am writing in my notebook, but I have your scratch piece of paper, and I think you're downstairs.
No worries.
And I wanted to use those, you know, so I could talk with my nephew, but because I didn't have my notebook, you know what I mean? And like, but that's no to self. Stop writing on scratch piece. Take the moment, find the notebook, and then start. Okay.
Right.
So how much does it cost? I forget to do. I remember the application. Was there an application?
The application fee, the only thing you would be paying is the $250 application fee, the $250 application fee. That's the only thing you're paying. And we send you the application. You fill it out. You submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay?
Okay.
Once you get approved, that's when we follow up. Carrie, you've been approved. When do you want the leads turned on? You could say, yeah, turn them on now. No, don't turn them on yet. I'm not ready. You let us know.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do we do? Let's go ahead and, do you want to do that now or can we,
whatever you prefer, whatever you prefer.
When you send the application, are you going to send it to my email?
Yeah. So first, what's going to be the best email for you, Carrie? Cause I know we have the office at integrityroofinglv.com, right? Yeah. Do you have the email that I sent you on the Google Guaranteed, hon? Are you able to access your email?
Remember how that wasn't?
I know you were having issues, right?
Oh, well, let's try it. Now, no, I believe it should be going to my new email, my Microsoft. So, yeah, the same email, but now try to send it because I think you sent it to my Kay McCoy, my personal.
I might have sent it to that one. Yes, I did. Yes. I sent it to the K McCoy Novak.
No. Yes.
That's the one I have sent it to. Okay.
So if we could, let's get back to the office so that we're not mixing.
Yeah.
There's so much
kind of
personal. It's hard to find anything I really want.
Right. Yeah. No. I hear you. Trust me. My husband, I'm like, he's always sent you something. I had someone send you something. Well, where'd they send it to? And then he says the email and I'm like, no, I don't even use that email anymore. Why are you having them send it there? If it's your doctor's, I want them sending it to my personal one. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this guy. Okay. So what I'm doing right now is I want to send you the recap of the Google Guaranteed. Okay?
Okay.
And this just gives you the overview that we talked about and the cost per lead. So bear with me here, hon. Okay. And this is strictly the roofing vertical is what we call it, the roofer vertical, which is the roofer category. Okay?
Okay.
When does your guys' monsoon season hit? Pretty soon, right?
Well, August is supposed to be, but, I mean, usually, last year, it was July, August.
Really?
And so we had two calls today, over the weekend, actually. So one this morning, uh-huh. and then on the same street, and it's into the Ridges. So it's pretty, that's a big fancy neighborhood, right? Big fancy neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
And she said, I have a flat roof. And you know, when the monsoons happen over the weekend or like, maybe, you know, it was a couple of days ago that I think it rained.
Yeah.
Now, where I'm at, I mean, I'm kind of Craig in 95. I don't know if that's, but like monsoons, she mentioned the word, like, I feel like no monsoons. I didn't see any rain. Like, what? But she said it, and, you know, she knew that I knew what she was talking about, but I really didn't. So I think certain areas of
wow.
the valley rained really hard, and I just didn't know it. I mean, that's not that far from me. It's not like I'm in the Northwest and that was Henderson. The Ridges is, you know, it's like
yeah.
a mall kind of, I mean, you know, it's not that.
Yeah.
It's just a little more west, I think. But yeah, and she called it the monsoon. You know, like a monsoon.
No
rain.
Way.
And I, yeah.
Wow.
And I was probably, so I don't think it was Saturday, Sunday. I think it was maybe like Thursday, Friday or something. Like, wow, I didn't, you know, I'm in my little peaceful house. I don't know, like, I don't remember that. Nothing.
Yeah, like, I didn't even know what was going
night.
On. Yeah. I'll need to talk to my daughter because I haven't talked to her. And in fact, I need to call her because usually we talk on the weekend, but we've been so busy this whole weekend and I didn't get a chance to talk to her, or else I'm wondering if, I know last year though, she was like, we were telling her, Vanessa, there is no reason for you to be leaving the house. Would you stay in the house?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. And she's sending us videos and I'm like, you're freaking me out up here. Stay in the house. you know?
Yeah. And it kept like dripping a little more. Like there was, I think, something that happened in July, and then there was an
uh-huh.
August, and then there was a September. And it was,
wow.
And I remember, you know, sending out because of the September storms, we don't have anybody available. Because of the September, you know, because it was a lot for small repairs. We just, you know, if you only have one small repair guy, you can't, I mean, we don't book out. We can't book out for 2 months, 3 months. For one thing, he doesn't know how to do that. You know what I mean? He's not that. And we don't book appointments for them. They book their own appointment. At least that's how we run it. At least the business we were at, he booked his own appointment.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what I mean. He's not an administrative guy. He can't pick, you know,
yeah.
two appointments for 2 or 3 months. And people were upset. But you only have who you have. You know what I mean? And nobody could
What are you
it.
Supposed to do?
Everybody was booked.
Yeah.
Everybody was booked. Yeah, so nobody, and you can't hire, you know, crew guys who don't speak English. You can't have them go do the repair, you know, because they're not,
well, no, that's...
they're not people person. They're, so it's not like, well, you just want the re-roofs. Well, no, it's a whole different group of people that do that. You know what I mean? And, so,
yeah.
But yeah, people were, and then some people could do it. Okay, I realize and you would get the people, I don't care. I'll be on the list. I'll wait 3 months. But, you know, we just, please call us back. Please call us back because we just can't keep track of it. And to be honest, even the person who's on there for 3 months, they're going to continue calling somebody else. So that list you have,
right.
this 3 months out, they're all calling five roofers. They're all, you know, they're going to keep
yeah.
calling five roofers.
You're like, they're calling like five different guys. You know, they're
yeah,
still
so
calling,
they're
even though they said put them on the list. Oh,
right,
wow.
right. They have a list, but it doesn't, it's not a real list. So, you know, if you're anything more than 2 months out, you're really not, you know, you're, anyway, you're just caught spinning wheels and, you know,
yeah.
you can't answer the phone fast enough, but you do it. So if your daughter's here, yeah, I don't know if she had roofing problems, but anybody who did, they were calling everybody and everybody had the same issue, you know, where they're booked. I mean, we can't even answer the phones. I mean,
yeah.
I have probably like 500 phone calls, 500 phone calls. My
oh my gosh,
machine was full, and that's only phone calls because you think the Yelps and they're all texting and they're texting you, they're calling you, and they're emailing you. So sometimes it's from the same person.
Wow.
But and everybody was like that, but it was really hectic. I don't know if this year will be like that. Of course, you know it's good for the roofing business, but. Huh, we're just starting out, and again, we're still trying to learn our CRM. So everything, it's like we can't be too busy because then we'll get people mad. You know, oh, they didn't respond. They didn't do this. They didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't
yeah. No, no, no. Of course. And that's
yeah.
what I love about the Google Guaranteed Program because, again, you can control
yeah.
it, and it's not going to bombard you. Okay, I promise you that.
So that sounds good.
So I sent you the first email with a recap of everything about the Google Guaranteed program, what the minimum monthly budget is, and then what the CPL, which is your cost per lead. Okay. Carrie, you spell your name, because I'm just setting up the account. You spell it K-A-R-E-Y. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And your last name?
Novak, N-O-V-A-K, V as in Victor.
Okay. And then, now the phone number that I see listed, I mean, this is the number I've been calling you on, the 702-205-8080. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the best number for you.
Well,
now, I'm going to your
you
Google.
Is that personally calling, or?
Yes, when we're communicating with you, would that be the best number for us to reach you on?
Yeah, I think so, yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. Now, when it comes to the business, I see that that's also the number listed for the business. Is that correct?
Right. So,
okay.
And where did you see that? Did you see it on Google, like today? Because I think
it's on your Google business profile. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yay, they finally, oh, I can't even tell you how long I've worked on that.
Yeah.
And I got an email that like 3 a.m. this morning, it said 3 a.m. that it was finally switched. Oh, my gosh.
You're like, please, Lord, switch the number already.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it switched. So, I actually verified it right now. I see it on there. The 702-205-8080. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of verifying information with you. Now, the company name, like on all your paperwork, is it all like Integrity Roofing LLC?
Yes. All of our paperwork is LLC, and we weren't going to do it, but I think we have to because that other company, I think I told you that. So, yeah, I think
we talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's an LLC.
And again, it's just verifying information because once I then do the billing and I send you the application, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to explain to you how Google wants everything to match, right? So if on the license and on the insurance, it has the same address of 4020 North Cunning Fellow Court, that's the address you want to associate with the business, okay? That address isn't going to show on your Google Guaranteed profile, just an FYI. They don't put addresses on there. Okay.
Why do you have north? So, don't put north. It's not north.
I don't know. It shows an N. I was looking at let me go back to the Google business profile to make sure.
And that's not right. And I've had to change it a couple of times.
Yes.
It's not.
It says
N.
4020 N Cunning Fellow Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89129. Is it not north?
Mm-mm. No, but for some reason, some things do come up, and it suggests north, but it's not north. But Google suggests it for some reason.
You know, and I'm going to tell you something. Even in my system, like when I start typing an address, it'll give suggestions, and north is coming up as a suggestion. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, but the postman told me it's not north as well. You know what I mean? But I notice even like, you know, Amazon or when I'm trying to, it'll suggest north and it's not north.
That's so crazy. And it does that on everything? And the postman says it's not north?
Yeah. Yeah. He said, no, it's not north. And, you know, but yes, it suggests it, not on everything, but just on a handful of things, it pops up. And
well, here's what's funny is because, so like I type it in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Google even suggests north, but I notice like other spots, like all of a sudden you start getting all these, and it happens with everybody, but you start getting like, oh, realtor. Oh, it's so funny that I say realtor because I got a text. My ex-husband's father passed away years ago, like maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I'm getting a text message saying, hi, Frank, are you looking to sell your house on 18728 and gives his address. I want to tell them, you can find Frank at Artesia Cemetery. This is not his phone number. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't want to play into it because I'm like, what if that's a spam call or something? I just like, oh, my gosh, can you guys, like, stop asking me about that house? But you know what? It's funny because on other areas that I'm searching, there's not a north. So I'm going to make sure that at least within our in-house, that there's no N on there. Okay. I can't change what's on your Google Business profile, but I'm making sure that it's notated correctly here, because I'm assuming, like, on your license and on your insurance, it doesn't have the N, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, yeah. All right. And then, now, Carrie, is there anybody else aside from yourself that's also going to have authorization to make changes to this account, if in the event you couldn't call in to make a change?
Yeah, Tim Novak.
Okay.
Tim. Mm-hmm.
Tim Novak, and that's your husband, right?
Correct.
What's his number? Just so that way we can have it on file in case if he were to call, they want to ask him, like, what's your number? To identify
yes,
that it's him.
Not a problem. and let me tell you, actually, so this number that you do have, this 8080, the reason why I wanted it so bad, because it actually rings on both of our phones. So we each have a cell phone number, but again, I'd rather give you his personal just in case. So let's give the...
Okay, yes, it is.
806-86-85. And I don't mind giving you my personal as well. But the reason this one should be better is that if I don't answer it, it's at least ringing on his
phone. Answer.
And he could answer it.
Okay.
And, you know, and then supposedly we both see the text. And if we ever hire a person, another personnel, the app would be on their phone, and they would see it as well. So that would be the goal, long-term goal.
Okay.
Right now,
so is this 702-205, is this like a tracking number?
No, it's not a tracking number. It's just a phone line with T-Mobile. It costs $10 a month, and it's just
no
a
way.
Phone line with T-Mobile. Yeah, it's the oddest thing. It's like, what?
That's
$10?
Pretty cool,
yeah.
Though.
And you could have up to 10 people. So my son was going to work for us, and I was going to have, and you could have, like, all of these people, you know, like, being able to get this phone call to text. It's textable.
Really? Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
So it's like it's an actual phone, but you guys have the ability to answer it. If for some reason you didn't answer, someone else is going to pick up the call. Okay, that's cool.
Right. It's my personal cell phone. So I'm talking to you on my personal cell phone. And if Tim answered, he would be talking to you on his personal cell phone. But it comes up, it says digits audio. So it's the digits line.
Mm.
And so we all have the digits line on our phone. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I've never even heard of that.
I know. I
wow.
never heard of it. You know, we just kind of stumbled on it when we were trying to do this, and I was asking about another line, and they suggested it because I was, you know, thinking about a business line. But who wants to carry a second phone? I don't want to. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to hold a second phone. I mean, they just don't. and then they told me they have this, and I'm thinking it was kind of newer. I don't think everybody knows about it too much yet, but yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's
yeah,
awesome.
The only thing is, I don't know that I could put you on hold. I don't know how to do that. Even if I could, I don't know.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
So that might be a like, oh, okay, it's a business line, but I can't put you on hold. Well, okay, I'll deal with that. At least I'm answering it, right? Because I'm not, you know, having
right.
to call. I got to carry my second phone, you know. So anyway, I think it'll be good. It seems okay so far.
Yeah, that should be good. Let me just, I just want to make sure, just because I would rather be 100% sure, and I'm pretty sure that there's not a problem with it, but I just want to make sure if that's going to cause an issue with Google's mm-hmm. system on how they know which numbers were qualified, which calls and which ones weren't, because I just want to make sure that wouldn't interfere. You know what I mean? It shouldn't
yeah.
because it's an actual phone line, but...
Right.
Let me just ask, because I'd rather be safe than sorry. Do you want to make sure
because
you got that email from me, too? Well,
you know,
I'm asking my manager.
I do got it. I have it. I see it.
Beautiful.
But also,
just
to let you know, just to let you know that Yelp is also doing that. So Yelp is using that number, and it forwards, you know, to a number, you know, like... You know, somebody's calling, you know, 306-8080, and then it forwards to our 20, to our 80, to our number, 205-8080. So I'm guessing that's something like what
you're doing. Yeah, and it shouldn't be a problem. I just want to make sure, like, if the system's still going to be able to, if what I want to verify is if you're going to be able to hear it when it says incoming qualified or incoming lead. Because typically that's what the phone system's supposed to say when you pick up a call, if it's a lead coming from the Google Guaranteed. I know with a different phone line that people used to use, you wouldn't hear the recording. You wouldn't hear that. So you weren't sure if that was a lead coming from that program or not. Let me just ask real quick.
Let me just, before you, I can tell you right now, I hit call from Yelp. So I do, so hopefully, you know what I mean? I'm just like, okay, I do get a call from Yelp. And then, you know, they speak. So when they've done it, Yelp. So I'm assuming, hopefully, it will work the same way. But go ahead and ask, you know, just to make sure. But if they don't know, then second guess it. Because, well, she said Yelp does the same thing. You know what I mean?
Has this type. I don't think there should be a problem, but I'd just rather get clarification anyways, because I'd rather be 100%. That's just me. I'm one of those. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if there's any little bit of a doubt, I'm like, wait a minute. You know, because I would hate to do all of this and then them tell me, oh, Nadine, well, I mean, yeah, they can, but, you know, I would rather at least say, okay, let me know. Yes, it works, but they won't hear the recording part. Okay. So that way, at least you know what I mean? Or tell me, no, it's not going to work. I don't see it being a problem because it's an actual phone line that you have. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Right.
It's just that if you don't answer, then your husband can answer it.
Okay.
And the licensing, I know you mentioned that it's under the business, but is either one of your names on the license?
You mean the contractor's license?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Let's use Tim. Both of our names are on there, but Tim.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah. So we can fill it out. I mean, because he's basically, is he usually the one that's like doing the estimates face to face, stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's typically him.
Yeah, I'm on there only because I did the you can take a little part of the test is the managerial part, and I took that.
Oh, okay.
Well, he took all the other harder stuff. And so, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, let's make it. I think it's better, you know, give him that credit on there. He's the hard stuff for sure. So
you want to hear something funny? You're going to laugh when I tell you this, but my husband got a ticket for speeding. We were on our way to church. So he had I told him, I do not want a point on our insurance. I was like flipping out already. And he's like, Nadine, okay. And I'm all, why did you tell him we're on our way because you're ushering for church? He's like, you know what? I was going over the speed limit. What am I going to say? You know?
Needless
to say, you know, we took care of it, right? And so he had to do the class. And I kept telling him, Anthony, you got to do the class online. You got to do the class online. I got him all saying that, well, procrastination, of course. I'm in a panic. This test has got to get done. So every single day, Carrie, I was like a couple hours reading through everything, doing the, you know, you're doing the little test afterwards, just to, like, practice test.
Right.
So when the time comes, he's like, okay, are you going to do the test or me? And my husband's not a really good test taker. He never was, even in school, his sister said. And I said, oh, my God, that's all I need is for this guy to fail. I'm going to freak out.
Right.
I said, I'll do the test. I'm not going to lie to you. I literally had to be like, because some of the questions weren't even questions that were in part of the chapters that I read. I read
right,
the whole
exactly.
thing. And I'm like, they're trying to trick me. So you know what I did?
Yeah.
Siri, what does this question, blah, 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 and Siri was giving me the pulled up the test because they haven't had it on camera. I know that's terrible that I'm saying this. I was like,
but I mean, sometimes you're right. I can't imagine they do it. You feel like it's, well, it could be this or this. How do you, what like, it's not specific enough, you know? And maybe we're reading too much into it, but you're right. Some of the questions are so weird.
Was like, wait a minute. But you know, I will tell you this, ever since I took that test and I did that reading, do you know that as I'm driving now, I'm like, oh, that car's in violation. Oh, that car just did something illegal. You know, I'm actually more aware even more now. Yeah, I've been driving for years. You know what I mean? And
right,
so when I told my husband, I'm all, you know, you weren't supposed to do that turn there. And he's like, oh my gosh, here we go. I'm just saying, I said, you're the one who got the ticket, but I'm the one who did the test and the reading, so I'm just letting you know. And he's like, you know, and out of all his years, he's all the years I've been driving, he's 53, and he got his first ticket ever. He was like,
wow.
I told him,
my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I'm all, you know, you're
going
to have to take now the test, because he's had, I guess, like, in California, if you don't get any tickets, like, they just keep renewing your license, right? You just got to go in for, like, your eye exam every so often. Well, now, because he got that ticket, more than likely, he's going to have to go and do the written test. I'm all, good luck, bud, because I can't help you on that one. You're on your own. You know?
Why,
I can't go in there with
him. I thought you don't have to do the written. You never have to do the written test again, I don't think. Once you do it once,
you never
have to do it again.
My mom recently had to.
Well, I think
my mom had to.
Like, well, you have to. But that's got to be more like senior, right? She's in the 60s or 70s, maybe.
Yep. And she told him, she goes, you know what? She goes, well, what happened if I don't pass? And they said, well, then you got two more tries. She goes, well, can I just switch to having just the ID? Then I don't want to bother. And they said, no, then you'll have to pay just to have the California ID. And she goes, what? She goes, you know what? I don't even want to take the test. Give me my ID. I'm done driving. And so I called my brother and sister and I said, FYI, mom's no longer driving. And my brother's like, what? And I'm all, she doesn't want to drive anymore.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's a big deal, a decision on her part. Right?
Yeah. She's tired. You know what I mean? She's driven all
but
her
she
years.
Might have,
she drives everybody
she
around.
Realize. Oh, she does. Wow. She
drove everybody around, my kids, my sister, and that's why my mom's like, you know what? I'm good. I'm tired of driving.
Okay.
I'm done. Now you guys can drive me. I'm like, okay.
Okay. So how does she get, like, to the grocery store and stuff? She calls you now? Or
my sister and them do all that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. She doesn't really leave the house anymore. You know what I mean? She's just like, what for?
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go.
Right,
you know,
right.
I don't know. I don't know if I could give up driving. I got too much to do, you know?
Right. But that's probably better for her. I mean, just nowadays with the even insurance and all that stuff, it's such a, I'm guessing if you're not driving much, it's even way more expensive, you know, if you're not driving much. For those of us that drive a lot, of course, it's not even.
Yeah.
You have to
I don't know how my daughter does it. She drives from Vegas all the time. Out here to visit us, and that's why my husband and I were talking about. We're going to go out there and go see them, and probably by August. But, you know, I'm just like, you know, she makes me nervous only because she's driving with my grandson. Well, now she's married, but, I mean, before when she was single, and I'm like, Vanessa, you're stressing me out. Like, why are you leaving so late, honey? She's like, well, because of traffic. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm just not comfortable with you and the baby. Like, she goes, I do it all the time. It's not a big deal. And I'm like, oh, my God, this kid's crazy. I couldn't do it, you know. I'm by myself, but not when you got a little one. So I did get confirmation, Carrie. They said, yes, it'll work. I'm all, okay, perfect.
Okay, perfect.
I knew that, but there was just a little percentage of me that was like, just clarify. I'm just one of those. I always want to be extra sure. Okay, perfect. Now, the next thing is to go over the billing. Okay, so I have Tim down, the application, you're going to do it in his name. You'll have all the documents. Once I do the billing and process the payment, I'm going to send you the application. If you have a few moments to open it up, I would just like to just kind of run it through with you real quick so that way you understand what each question is. Okay?
Okay.
Let me do this here. The card that you're going to be using, whose name is on the card? Is it yours, Tim's, the business?
Both, I think. Well, the one that I'm going to use, it's mine and the business.
Okay, and it just says Carrie Novak on there. There's no middle initial?
I don't think so. Let me, I'm not actually looking at the card, but I'm looking at my password sheet. Let's see.
You're no, like me.
Carrie J. Novak.
Okay, and then the business is just Integrity Roofing. Does it have the LLC on it?
No.
Okay. Same billing address, no north on there, right?
Correct.
Okay. And is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Okay. And then what is the card number when you're ready?
3727-0538660103. The code is 7053 and the expiration 3/29.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you just for accuracy. Okay. And you mentioned it was 3727-0538-633-0003.
No.
Okay.
I think we missed a six. It's two sixes. So 866.
866. Okay. So 3727-0538-6633.
No. After 66, it's 01003.
Oh my gosh, I was really off on that one.
Okay. I'm guessing once we miss something, we okay.
Yeah, then I just totally screwed that one up. Okay, so 3727-0538-6601003, correct?
Correct, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then it expires March of 29, and mm-hmm. the CVV code, well, the code on the front, is 7053, correct?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account here with us. Okay. It's to protect it.
Uh-huh.
So basically the security question, the reason that we put it, Carrie, is, you know, when you start having more presence online, right, you might get people calling you. Okay. They're trying to sell you other type of online products. Okay. We're not going to call you and tell you you got to pay another application fee, right? We're not going to call you and tell you, you know, oh, now you got to pay these other fees, right? I always want you to get into the habit, when we call, always ask, what is my security question? Okay? And the reason that we do that is because if someone hangs up on you, then you know for a fact that it was not Local Splash calling you. Okay? So get into that habit. And we're supposed to be asking you for it as well. Like, what's your security question? Just because, again, it's for your protection. Right now, what I am sending you, I just sent you this text message, and let me know if you get it, okay?
Okay?
It's the number to our customer service department. Did you get the one that I sent you with my name, number, and extension
today?
That I sent earlier? Uh-huh.
Today? Let me see. Let me look through all these political things that I have on my phone.
I've been getting them too. I'm like, oh, will you vote? Will you be a part of us? And I'm like, who is this?
Okay, so I don't see it on my personal line, but let me look.
To the 702-205-8080. Does that number get messages?
Yeah, it's supposed to get, you said you texted it? right?
Yeah, I sent a text. Uh-huh, and it said it went through. It should say, hi, this is Nadine Medina, and I just sent you one right now. I'm sending it to the 8080 number.
Darn it.
Because on my end, it shows that it went through.
Right.
Unless there's a delay.
No, I mean, it should be instant. But that's, you know, why I think maybe some of this can be glitchy. And it's funny that you, because I looked at it, I thought, it's odd that we haven't had any texts at all since July 16th. So,
interesting.
And most people don't know this is a textable number, you know what I mean? But still, I'm going to have to check with T-Mobile. I don't have that.
Check with T-Mobile, but here, I'm gonna want you to write this number down. I would like you to save it in your contacts. You let me know when you're ready, and I'm going to give it to you. Okay?
Okay.
And it's all over the emails, too, that I'm sending you, but I still want you, I would prefer that you put it in your phone.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the number is 877-635-6225.
Okay.
That is our customer service number, okay? Whenever you have an update, you have a change, a question, you have concern, you're going to contact customer service. We're going to have a team here dedicated to your account, okay? We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. I know right now we're on the same time zone, but I think when our time changes, because you guys don't go forward or backwards, when our time changes, then I believe you guys are an hour ahead of us. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah, something.
Okay, because we're on Pacific Standard Time right now. Okay?
Okay.
So that number, save it under Local Splash. Now, you're also going to have a client dashboard with us, which is like a reporting system. Your username is going to be your 702-205-8080 phone number. That's always going to be your username. Okay? The password is the, T-H-E, mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E, all lowercase, one word, the mobile. Now, you can always update it to a password of your choice, okay? So that's just one that we generated for you. I'm giving it to you now because the tracking and reporting system, that'll be up and running within 5 to 7 days. You can start accessing it. You're not going to see much activity, though, because you're going through the whole, you know, approval process and everything, but you'll be able to see your calls, your leads in that client dashboard as well, okay? For the security question, Carrie, you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you want for your security question?
Let's go with the first pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name? Maxie?
M-A-X-I. Yep, M-A-X-I.
Aw. M-A-X-I. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, the only thing that we're going to be processing is just the $250 application fee. Okay? Now, I will tell you this. Once you get approved for the Google Guaranteed and they call you to let you know you've been approved, if you want to change the card to be a different card that they're, you know, doing the budget on, then let them know. Because if not, then they're going to say, do you want us to charge the card that's on file? Is that the card that we're going to be using? Do you see what I mean? So you can always update it if you need to. Okay? So I'm just assigning this now, the package, and then I'll process the payment. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to email you the application. And you have access to your email right now because I'd like to kind of walk you through it so that way you understand what each question, even though it's super simple, but still, I just like to run you through it so that way you know. Okay. So let me just go here. You're going to, oh my gosh, you're going to love this program. And I'm glad you got the phone number changed. I know you mentioned you were kind of working on that for a while, right? How long did it take them?
Well, I'd say a month. but it's because like they would correct it, but they or they you know didn't approve. Then they would approve it and change it to Tim's cell phone, and then they would approve
it and they send it
to my cell phone. But and then they would have, so they, it's like they were approving it, but they were approving the wrong one. And
could you approve the right one? I mean,
right, yeah. Because at first they approved, they finally moved it from Tim's to mine, because they wouldn't approve the 205. So I just said, okay, well, at least have mine so that Tim's not being inundated with these calls.
Oh my gosh, especially when he's working. So, could you imagine?
Yeah, and that's what was happening. But in the meantime, the real number was, and I explained it, 205, and then I sent him a picture, the business card. I sent him things like, here, this is truly our business number. And so then finally he gets approved. I'm like so excited, and I look, and it's my cell phone. And I'm like,
You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, so it wasn't that they took that long to respond. It's just that it was no, reject, and I had to take it all the way to Google. So I couldn't just, you know how you can do it right there from the website and correct it.
Yes.
But I tried that probably for 2 weeks, and that never worked.
Oh my gosh.
So then I had to actually contact Google through email and that kind of stuff. So, you know, everything is
I would have
more
gone
step.
Crazy. You have so much patience.
One more step.
Yeah.
I'm old. You know, I'm 62. So it's not like...
That is not
is
old.
Hard.
Oh, my gosh.
You're right. I got to stop that.
I'm going to tell you something. I have to say, is that you and your husband on the Yelp profile?
Yes.
I would have never thought. You look great. Good for
thank
you.
You very much.
You do the working out, right? What is it? The CrossFit. Yes.
Yeah.
I love CrossFit. Yeah. It's a killer, but you know what? Don't you feel good though afterwards?
Yes. Yes. And you know, I tried, it's the first gym that like, so I've done it for about 8 years now. And I can tell you, I've signed up for gyms, and you know how you sign up for Gold's Gym or EOS or this or
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And you know,
I don't go.
I'm good. And then you're right. About a month or two later, you're not going anymore. You're not going. This is the only gym for 8 years I've gone to. You know, I've had an injury here and there, so you pause. But I think just the extra, it's a different workout all the time. Yeah, it's been good for me. And for a while, my husband went, but now he doesn't go anymore. He just kind of got too busy and then out of the habit. So that's unfortunate. But I can tell you which you would probably know, but now you might not recognize it so great, is that, you know, a lot of your workouts are like 20 minutes, 15 minutes, as far as the hard part, the push, you know,
yes.
And then you're doing some weight.
Yeah.
But you're there for an hour, but, you know, the hard part. So I went on, I think it was 4th of July, and I walked in, and I was so, everybody came, because it was like one class for the day, two classes for the day. And
I
just wasn't expecting it to be so full. So I just said, oh, I walked out. I said, ah, never mind, not today. But I was kind of in the mood to work. So I called my daughter, are you doing anything today? Or are you going to do any workouts?
Uh-huh.
And she said, yeah, I'm going to go to a hot yoga. I signed up. It's a hot yoga boot camp thing. It's like, oh, okay, can I go? Sure. So I go, and it's a great workout. But honestly, it was 1 hour. and at the 45 minutes, even at the 30 minutes, I'm saying, now how long is this? And I'm expecting her to say 45. And she's, because I'm thinking, well, because the next class, right? You got to get the next class in.
Right.
And she's
right.
Like, 1 hour. And I can tell you, it was like the longest hour. The longest
of
hour.
Of your life.
And it was a long, and I remember one time going to a bicycle class, and I felt the same way, a spin class. Wow, 1 hour was way too long. And it made me appreciate CrossFit. Like, go ahead, make sure you give full effort in that 15, 20 minutes, because it's not an hour. You know, it's not an hour.
Yeah, you're like, no, it's not.
Yeah, so I'm glad you're going to CrossFit, too. Does your husband go as well?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Good for you.
No.
Oh, no.
I go.
Okay.
He doesn't go because my husband's on dialysis. So he has to be really careful. He's lost so much muscle mass.
Oh, Okay.
And so it's just getting him to walk more, you know what I mean? Hopefully by next year he'll be eligible for a kidney transplant. But because of the cancer that he had, they removed the one kidney, and he had colon cancer too. So the colon cancer was aggressive, and he had to have aggressive chemo that killed the other kidney. So because of that, you know, he had to be put on dialysis, and, well, you know, dialysis takes a lot out of my husband. Used to weigh, I'm not even joking, my husband's almost 6'3". He used to weigh, like, back in the day, a good 300 pounds. Okay?
Oh,
he was a big man.
Right, right.
But he
right.
wore it well. This guy played football and everything in high school. Well, when he got cancer and all that, my husband got down, and I'm not even joking, to, like, 170.
Wow.
I'm not even joking.
Wow.
But before that,
wow.
he had the gastric bypass, which got him down to 250, and my husband looked
okay.
great. I mean, or no, I'm sorry. My husband was like 320, something like that. But he lost over 100 pounds, and he looked great. He was no longer diabetic. But, you know, this is what happens when we don't take care of our bodies. And cancer, sometimes it's just hereditary. But now he's on dialysis, so he's not eligible until he's 5 years in remission, and that will be now April of this coming year. So I told him we're lights at the end of the tunnel, but he's been through so much, and my husband's used to being a big guy. Like, the best, I would say this, what I loved about his legs were his calves. He had big calves. He's all, your calves are bigger than mine. You're more buff than I am.
Oh, that's going to be hard on him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but you know what, though? Like, I told him, I think I'm going to try to get him into therapy to kind of start working his muscles more. Because he has a fistula in his arm, he can't lift weights. Because if he blows that fistula, he'll bleed to death. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Nice.
It's just so many things. It's like one thing, tit for tat, you know? You could do this, oh, but you can't do that. Oh, you can have this, but you can't have that. Like, it's like he gets frustrated sometimes. So what can I eat, you know? And I'm just like, Anthony. So it's a learning process, you know? But God willing,
right.
you know, I tell him, hey, you get to do dialysis. There's some people that don't even get that far. They don't get to make
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You
yeah.
know? So be
You're
grateful.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we have to really be careful. You're right, because that's important.
Yeah.
Our mindset. Our mindset on everything seems to affect our healing, you know, our growth, everything. Our mindset on, like you said, is
oh, yeah.
some people don't even get there, you know?
Mind over matter. And, you know, so he's just, we go to church a lot, so that's helped him quite a bit. And he's gotten more involved in church, so that just kind of helps him. Because he can get in a real funk. There was a time where he was, like, almost in a depression. And I'm like, you got to snap out of this. I'm not putting up with it. Like, no, you will not lay in this bed, like, go from the bed to the couch, to the bed to the couch. Like, he's like, I just want my life to be normal. I said, well, right now this is the new normal for you. And so you're just going to have to adjust to it, you know. And it's going to be okay. It's not forever. You know, but,
right.
I mean, I can only say so much, Carrie. I don't know what he feels. I'm not the patient. I'm just the wife of the patient, you know, so,
yeah.
Now, for the roofing, I just kind of wanted to run through these with you. I'm just doing a few notes for my technician. When we're going to schedule an appointment for you with the technician just to go over everything. It's like a 30-minute appointment. It's pretty quick, okay? But I would prefer if you could have the application done, you know, prior to that would be great. This way if they saw anything that was missing, they could tell you right then and there, right? How does your schedule look this week? you're like, really,
yeah,
Nadine?
Yeah. Yeah, can we do it next week? Yeah, I think next week would be better. Yeah, because like I said, I have company coming and all that. So
I know you mentioned that. Okay, no worries, honey. We can do it next week. I'll look at the schedule for next week. Do you prefer like Monday, Tuesday? What days do you prefer?
Let's do Tuesday or Wednesday. So whatever works.
Tuesday or Wednesday. Let me look at the calendar. Tuesday. I have appointments starting as early as like 8. 8, there's 8:30, 9, 9:30, 10. Do you want something later on in the day, like 1 or 2 o'clock or anything like that?
Yeah, let's
or
do
3?
1 o'clock?
1 o'clock? Okay. So I'm going to, do you want 1, 2, or 3? Or like a 3:30? 1? Okay.
Yeah, one sentence.
Okay. So I'll be sending you a calendar invite for 1 o'clock, and that's Tuesday the 30th.
Okay.
So, just so you know, we'll send you a reminder an hour before that interview just to let you know what's coming up in the next hour. And it will be calling from the 877 number. I'll still give you a heads up on Monday. Like, hey, Carrie, don't forget. I'll do a courtesy call.
Okay.